Slayton answered the door, hair wet, but dressed in a ragged San Francisco Giants t-shirt, jeans, and his duct-taped Nikes. Although he didn't exactly jump for joy, his expression was less challenging to Jesse than it had been previously. He even asked Jesse to come in. Slayton said, "That Connor guy's all right. He even got the hotel to wash my clothes. He's a good man. He says you can stay in the room for a few more days. I'll think about it." What Jesse couldn't help but notice was the tidiness of the room. Except for the bed quilt being folded over, it would have been hard to tell the place had been slept in. Jesse had been the same way, still was. He'd attributed it to his minor league travels, having to pack efficiently for long road trips on buses and stays in cheap hotels. But he guessed he was always pretty neat. It was part of that self-contained thing. "You play baseball?" Jesse said, pointing at Slayton's t-shirt. "Right field and relief pitcher for my high school. Made All-City my senior year as an outfielder." "Why didn't you pursue it?" "Didn't love it enough." "Giant shirt. I thought you were from L.A. The kid's attitude came back in full force. "Fuck, screw the Dodgers. I used to play in their minor league system." But if he thought the kid would ask him about his time as the best shortstop prospect in the Dodgers system, he was wrong. What he got from Slayton was a full dose of attitude. Minor league ball player, minor league cop in a minor league town. "Let's go," Jesse said, ignoring the comment. "I've got to drop you off before I get to the station." Slayton furrowed his brow. "Drop me off? Where?" "At your job."
"Job?
You got trouble with strong women?" Slayton's chest puffed out and his attitude turned to anger. "No, my mom was the strongest woman I ever met."
"Was?"
"She died about 6 months ago. She raised me pretty much on her own."
"Sorry to hear that."
"Sure you are. Everybody's sorry. What does that even mean?"
"Good question," Jesse nodded, remembering how people reacted to Diana's murder.
"You said your mom raised you pretty much on her own."
"Yeah. I had an asshole stepfather for a while."
"What happened?"
"When I got big enough to kick his butt, I told him if he ever raised his hand to me or my mom again, I'd kill him. He didn't stay too long after that."
Slayton seemed to calm down once he got that off his chest.
"So, why'd you ask me about strong women?"
"When you meet your new boss, you'll understand."